Hey, Kevin. Kevin? Oh, that's right. We forgot to record the intro for this episode, so now I'm doing it last minute. Ooh, well, enjoy the show. Welcome back to the show. I'm your co-host, Matt.
And I'm Kevin. Sorry, Matt was telling a joke right before he did this.
This is Brackets. Let's get started.
This week on the show, we're doing a Michael Bay Mad Lib.
Whoa.
Yeah. Check that out after the break.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. I guess you want to get into the update?
Yeah, let's update. Cue the update music. Just a quick reminder, guys, we're calling out to anybody who wants an interview. We'll interview you, and you get to be interviewed by idiots. So, come on the show.
That doesn't sound enticing enough.
I mean, we have a couple interviews lined up. It's just about...
getting the scheduling right, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Just scheduling it properly. It's hard to get everybody's schedule to line up.
Yeah, it's difficult when, like, everybody has a job and, like... Yeah, it's difficult to line everything up like that.
Yeah, everybody has a job, including Kevin.
Yeah, man. How's that been going?
Oh, man, it's so great. I freaking love it. I don't know, because I've never, like, worked in an office setting before, so, like,
yeah, okay.
It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
I get an hour lunch, and, oh, my God, it's great. I freaking love it.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
So, it's only my first week, so.
Oh, yeah. What does your day-to-day look like?
I get to work. I just deal with emails all day, and I'm, like, basically my job is to research what people wouldn't know if they didn't have confidential information.
Okay.
And
like
telling
based
people,
on the company?
Yes, and telling people stuff they can know and
letting
people know, sorry, you can't know that.
Huh, really? Very cool. That's like...
That sums it up.
Yeah, that sounds like an alluring job.
It's pretty great. I've learned a lot in the last week, which most jobs, like the first week, is just knowledge overload. But
Right. That's cool. And you said it was like a flavor company?
Yeah. It's called Wild Flavors.
Okay.
ADM owns it.
Okay,
ADM
wow.
ADM is one of the top three food-producing companies in the world.
Wow. Holy crap.
You should know that. Your dad's a farmer.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We're the next... we're the fourth.
You're the fourth?
Yeah, the fourth most food-producing company in the world.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Congrats. That's a big, big role to fill there.
That's cool. So is the office in Cincinnati?
It is actually in Kentucky, and I have to drive down there every day. But it's not a bad drive. It's funny is the drive there is like 22 minutes, and then the drive back is like 40 minutes because of traffic.
Right. Man, that's not too bad of a drive. I knew you were
okay.
Pretty close.
I just listen to Brackets on repeat, so.
Of course, naturally. Just go back through the catalog.
Right.
Listen to that horrendous first episode again.
Oh, my God. That first episode is such garbage. But you know what? It was learning experience.
That's right, and baby.
Boy, have we learned.
But, yeah, what else have you been up to?
I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the new Tarantino movie.
How is that?
It's very dry.
Okay. It kind of looked like it might be.
And you have to go in not expecting, like, the typical, like, Tarantino action flick.
Right, okay.
It was enjoyable, but halfway through the movie, I was like, yeah, this is one of those movies I'm going to be like, years down the line, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I saw that. I'm not going to remember that I saw it.
Really?
Yeah, it just didn't catch my attention. It follows more on the story of like Sharon Tate and stuff like that. If I'm saying her name right, hopefully I'm saying it right. God, yeah. I got I got reamed on for last episode calling the guy who played, I don't even know his name still, the guy who played, what the heck's his name? Timon. The guy who played Timon is not John Mulaney. But I don't care about the actor who did play him because I'm rude. He's the dude who did like the, he'd go down like New York or Hollywood and just interview random people.
Billy.
Yeah, that's his name. I think so. I don't know. I don't care.
Billy on the Street. That's, I can't remember his last name, but okay.
I got some board game playing in.
Nice.
The other day. And started a session zero for D&D. So right now, I only have three players, and I'm looking, next Wednesday, we're going to interview a fourth player, so.
Whoa, you got interviews?
I know, it's funny, like, I made the joke last time that it's like an interview, except for you fill out your application afterwards, and the application is a character sheet.
Freaking nerd. that's funny, you gotta like interview people to make sure that they're gonna be able to play.
You know, I've played D&D with a lot of weird people, so it's kind of necessary to like it's like a sifter. You gotta get out the big
chunks. Yeah, right. Have you ever done that before?
Interviewed people for it?
Yeah.
No, I've always just gone with whoever was willing to play.
Right, right.
But like I'm to the point where I want a good campaign. I don't want.
Yeah, yeah.
But so far, the three people that we've recruited as a group are phenomenal. So it's four of us total right now. We're looking for a fifth so that we have four party members and a DM.
Yeah, that sounds cool, having four people in a party. I think I've only ever had three that we've played with.
Four, I'll tell you what, four is the magic number for D&D.
Oh, really?
Four is the magic number.
That's cool. That's very cool. So you guys like planning on making it a weekly thing?
Yeah, we're gonna do. We're gonna try to do every Wednesday.
Okay.
If not every other Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're gonna be sort of shorter sessions, so like it's more doable.
Right. Right.
Which I've never done before. I've always done just long sessions, which is probably why it falls through.
Right. Right. Because you know, every time you're getting to get together, it's gonna be 10 hours, 12 hours, or whatever.
Right. Oh, man. Tina gets so mad at me when they're that long. But other than that, Tina's dad and stepmom came to visit.
Nice.
And I woke up, and they came at night. We ate dinner together and stuff. And I woke up, and they're early birds. Like, they both wake up at 4:30, 5:30.
Oh, my.
And I get up at, like, 7 or 8, and they had gone to Lowe's, and they bought a bunch of, like, lights. Because Tina's dad hated the lights downstairs, which the lights are like the original lights that were built into the house.
Oh, okay.
So he hated the fluorescent light bulbs and stuff. So he bought all new LED lights to replace all the lights in the basement.
Whoa.
And oh my God, does it make an amazing difference.
Wow. That's awesome.
It looks so nice down there. And then they're LEDs, so they'll last like 40 years.
Right. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, wow. It's so great. So before, like, you'd turn on a light and it'd, like, flicker on and off, like, for 10 seconds and then turn on. And then, like, it might flicker while it's on. And now they take, like, a second to boot up and then they're on and just good. And
right, they produce flickering.
At nighttime, if you turn on the lights down there, it honestly feels like daytime.
Oh my gosh!
There's that much light. It's so.
And it was just the light bulbs that entailed.
And no, we had to replace the whole light fixtures.
Oh, okay. Is he like an electrician or something?
No, he's just an all around handyman.
Wow, that's like, pretty impressive.
He was kind of worried about it because he's like, I'm not gonna lie to you, this is the first time I did this.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we just did all around electric work around the house. Like, there was a cord that the people who previously owned the house had put into the island in our kitchen, and it just went to nothing. And so he found where the cord went downstairs, hooked it up to a power source, and then took the cord upstairs, cut out a hole in the island, and put a light thing, a light socket. What is that called?
Like a lamp or something? What do you mean? Like,
oh, goodness.
Like just a plug or something?
Yeah, just what you plug to, what you plug plugs in.
Yeah, like, okay.
Plug. God, what is that called?
It's a socket.
It's not. Is it a socket?
You're a socket. I think so. Now you're making me doubt it.
Anyway, we have electricity in the island now, which is great.
Yeah.
Because I have a pressure cooker that I love using, but whenever I use it on the counter, you have to like release the pressure in it, and it gets like moisture all over the cabinets, which I hated. And now I used it recently to make spaghetti.
Nice.
Didn't know you can make spaghetti in a pressure cooker, did you? But I used it to make spaghetti, and I was able to just release the pressure right there on the counter. It was so great.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, we were working on one of the light switches downstairs because it didn't work, and I forgot to turn the power on, and it was a three-way light switch, so it was a little confusing, and I was like pointing at stuff, and I touched a wire, and it shocked me.
Ooh.
Which, it honestly wasn't that bad, but it was... It was quite shocking.
Whoa. Ha-ha.
That's about it for me. What about you, bud?
Yeah, so last weekend we had a wedding to go to. Our old neighbor got married, and the wedding was really nice and everything. And
Mazel
we went to the reception.
Tov.
Yes, yeah. The church was like... It had AC and everything, and when you first walked in there, it was, like, pretty nice. You know, it was pretty hot that day. It was, like, in the 80s or something. And there was, like, I mean, I don't know, maybe 100 or something, 150 people there. And, after a while, it got filled up and everything, and it just got hot. It just got hotter and hotter in there. Because, like,
oh,
you know,
goodness.
The more people in there, it's just like, man, like, when you first walked in there, you could feel the AC, and like, it was, like, a little chilly. And then he's like, oh, my gosh. I was, like, sweating. But
That's surprising, because I wasn't in there.
Because it's so hot?
Yeah.
But, yeah, the ceremony was good. The reception was huge as well. The reception,
That's
there was,
cool.
like, a couple hundred people or something. Like, there was a lot of people.
Lasso peoples.
Yeah. I didn't really dance that much or anything. There was a lot of like family around and stuff, and it's just that it wasn't.
You don't
really want to
get
mood.
Too down.
I wasn't really in the mood to dance or anything, but
right? Yeah, sometimes you're just not in the mood, man.
Yeah, I know. It really. I don't know.
It's funny because
I still had a good time. You know what I mean? Like,
I,
it was still fun.
Yeah, you and me both. We're like both. We like to dance, and
yeah.
It's funny how, like, when I'm not in the mood to dance, people are like, what the heck? Like, are you okay? Like, no, I'm just not in the mood to dance. Sometimes
yeah.
I just don't want to dance. Even though I love dancing, sometimes it's just like, I don't want it right now.
It was kind of funny. Like, usually, you know, there's, like, one or two people on the dance floor for, like, the first half hour or 45 minutes or whatever, you know, and, like, until
right.
everybody else kind of gets warmed up to the dance floor
a little
bit. But like,
or a little buzzed.
Yeah, but this one, it was just immediately, as soon as he turned on the music, like...
Oh, no
like,
way.
Yeah, there's like 50 people that flooded the dance floor. It was crazy.
Like a break dancer just jumps down. That's good. That's a good group of people.
It was a big dance floor, and it was full. It was crazy.
That's exciting.
Yeah, the DJ played like all of the line dancing stuff, you know? I can't think of what any of them what they are, but one of them was the chicken dance. He played the chicken dance.
Hey, what's a DJ's favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Merit nebra.
Ugh.
That was good.
So yeah, other than that, I mean, I've just been like doing a lot of work and stuff. I shot the new YouTube video,
very
today.
Cool.
We
check
so,
it out. I Edit Podcast on YouTube.
Yes, that's right. I Edit Podcast, baby. Yeah, Daryl came over a couple days ago or whatever. And, we shot some new stuff for the intro. So I got a little updated intro for the YouTube.
Ooh.
That was cool. He brought his like, you know, a super nice cinematic camera and stuff and all his lenses and we shot
That's
some
nice
stuff
of
there. So that was really cool. And it was a lot of fun, you know, we kind of just got to hang out for a little while and think of stuff to do and, you know, it was cool.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And today I just, so all that landscaping stuff that we did, you know, I wanted to like kind of keep it looking nice and like I went outside today and it was just like full of weeds already. I'm like, oh, yeah, man.
I'll tell you what, weeds drive me nuts.
Me too.
Like,
man.
Being a homeowner, I'm willing to use an entire roll of wire on a weed whacker to just destroy weeds.
Yeah, right. It sucks because, like, that we got pea stone there, and, like, you can't really use a weed whacker.
Yeah, you
there,
can't you use know? A weed whacker there. You got to pull them out by hand.
So, yeah, I was all down on my hands and knees for a while just pulling weeds. Which we laid down that little, like, ground cover, that tarp.
You know, it doesn't work. It does work, but it doesn't do as much as you want it.
Yeah.
You should spray it and see if that works.
I know. We should. Next time I see them sprouting up, maybe we'll just spray some Roundup or something. I know that.
There you go.
I think in between the, because, you know, obviously you can't just pull one tarp over the whole thing and have it cover everything. There's, like, multiple layers. And, like, through the little cracks where the tarp like, overlays each other, you know, I think that's where they're getting through for the most part. And then, like, up by the house and stuff. But, yeah, it's been a hassle.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't mind doing it as long as it looks good, you know.
We let the weeds go recently, and, oh, boy, if you don't keep up on it, it becomes a hassle.
Yeah, definitely. It's, like, almost I have to be, like, a weekly thing or something, you know,
right,
just to keep on it. But, yeah, the fact that I used to work for landscaping, you know, like, and we pulled weeds all
makes
the time.
It drives you nuts.
And now, yeah, now every time I see a weed, I'm like, oh.
Whenever I see a dandelion, I rip the head off of it immediately and put
really?
I put it in a little bucket or I put on the cement and I smash it with my shoe.
Really? No way.
Because I just don't want them to spread.
Right. That's funny.
You let one fully mature and then they're all over the place.
Yep. That's one thing we don't have dandelions. We got lucky on that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But, cool. I mean, you want to take a break?
Oh, man, I am ready for a break.
All right, dude. Let's take a break.
Welcome back. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Boy, oh, boy.
Matt, do you like the update?
Yes.
Yeah, I also do. But if you're a listener and you don't, feel free to skip it. Come over to this part.
That's right.
You know what? If you like us, you're going to listen to the freaking update.
If you're a fan of the podcast.
You're a true bracket.
Yeah.
What are our fans called?
Bracketeers.
All right.
What are we doing today, Kevin?
Today we are doing a Michael Bay Mad Lib.
Ooh.
And all that means is we're just going to do a Mad Lib. If you've never heard of a Mad Lib, you come up with some predefined words, and then you plug them into a little story, and it makes a goofy little story. So get ready for some shenanigans.
Get ready for hilarity.
Hilarity! This one's Michael Bay themed, so maybe that means explosions? I don't know. I don't doubt that it means explosions. So let's just jump into it, eh?
Let's do it.
First thing we got to think of is a man's name.
How about Kevin?
I was going to say Ronald, but Kevin works. an occupation.
Oh, let's see. How about classical musician?
Classical musician? I'm not spelling things right, but that's okay. Let's move on. A noun.
Hmm.
A noun. Guitar.
There we go. Yeah, nice.
Another noun.
Let's
do something wonky.
A monkey?
I said wonky, but
Oh.
Is a monkey a noun? Yeah, a monkey's a noun. I can't believe I just questioned whether or not a monkey is a noun.
That's okay.
All right, monkey it is. Hopefully that makes sense.
Probably won't.
It's a Mad Lib.
Let's go a classic car for the next noun. Sorry, you didn't say
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. The next thing is a noun, so a classic car. Is that what you want?
Yeah, let's do it.
Not like a specific classic car?
Well, a classic car for the classical musician.
Oh, yes, of course. And then a shape. Round's a shape.
Wait, what'd you say?
round is a shape.
Sure.
Because I'm in shape.
I'm in shape. I knew what you were going with.
Let's pick an actual shape.
Shape, man, you gotta go cylinder.
Cylinder? Another man's name? We're doing Matt here. Oh, ain't no doubt about it. Verb?
Play.
Pickling. Play? Oh, wait. I said pickling, which is an adverb.
Did you say tickling or pickling?
Pickling.
That'll be the next one.
Well, that doesn't make sense because that's an adverb, right?
Oh. You might be right.
Because it ends in ing. Woman's name, Matt.
I don't appreciate that.
What? Women are strong and powerful and beautiful. You're not strong, powerful, and beautiful, Matt?
I don't feel like I should answer that. That's entrapment.
Entrapment? It's called setting you up for success. A woman's name.
Bridget.
Bridget. I like it. Body part.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's go simple. Let's do an arm or a leg.
Okay.
Arm? Arm sounds good.
Okay.
A verb. Verb. It's what you do. Do you remember those Nickelodeon commercials? Trying to get me to work out. Screw you,
yeah.
Nickelodeon.
Oh,
I want to watch dang cartoons.
I've been watching Hey Arnold in the morning.
Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold is great.
It holds up. It's good.
It really holds up.
Verb. Let's see.
Verb.
Talk.
Talk. Yeah, you talk sometimes. We're like halfway there. Let's keep going. Noun.
Microphone.
Microphone.
I'm just going to look around the room.
All right. Bike.
Nice.
Is the next noun a restaurant name? Let's go with a famous restaurant.
Okay. Famous Dave's.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Oh, Famous Dave's.
We don't have to do that.
It's okay.
You just said a famous
one. Locked into place. A famous restaurant. Historic monument.
Famous Dave's.
The world's largest frying pan?
What? The world's largest frying pan?
Yeah, that's a monument.
Hey, the most historic monument I've ever heard of.
A verb.
Sizzle. Sizzle?
Yeah, you're going to sizzle something in the world's largest frying pan.
Do it up, baby.
Wait, sizzle? All right.
Sizzle.
All you English majors in there, we're sorry.
We're fools, sorry. Man. We don't know what verbs are.
We're sorry. We got a lot of nouns to go here.
Key.
Crank them out. A key? All right. Accepted. Next noun.
Little finger.
Little finger.
Little fingy.
The next noun, Matt.
How about wood?
Well, I like wood. Wood is good.
Wood is good.
Great. A verb.
Verb. How about sit?
Sit.
That's what
and
I'm
what
currently
are we sitting
doing.
On? What are we sitting on?
What are we sitting on?
Another noun.
A bump on a log.
A bump and a log. Is that? Can we do that? Bump
sure.
on a log
sure.
as a noun?
Yeah, let's do it.
I guess it makes sense. Let's do some adjectives.
How about stinky?
Stinky. That's one stinky bump on a log. Matt, what'd I tell you about going around smelling bumps on logs? Another adjective.
How about slimy?
Slimy and stinky? All right, we're children. We're children. There's no doubt about it. We're literally doing a Mad Lib, and that's what children do, so I guess it makes sense.
We're playing a children's
game.
They were
immature. Yeah. An emotion. Happy. just like I am when I'm recording this podcast, or you when you're listening to this podcast. A verb.
Listening.
Listening to the podcast. Another noun. I told you, we're not stopping with the nouns, buddy.
How about your big finger?
Big finger. And then one last noun.
Bus.
A bus. And then last but not least, a verb. It's what you do.
Verb, it's what you do. Running.
It's hard. I'm out of verbs. That's an adverb. Run. All right. We did it. We filled out the Mad Lib criteria.
The best Mad Lib anybody's ever made.
Matt, if you could please set the mood.
Here we go.
Time for a little story, fellas and gals and non-binary people that we also let listen to the show. We don't let anybody listen. That was rude. Yeah, you listen to the show.
We also let them listen to the show.
Let them listen. Wow. You're allowed to punch me in the face the next time you see me. Let's start. Kevin is a normal classical musician. Then one day, a guitar explodes, causing a monkey to blow up and a nearby classic car erupts into a cylinder of flames. Matt realizes that he's being chased by the government, who's trying to play him. That actually worked out pretty well. While on the run, he teams up with an incredibly attractive woman named Bridget, who has an incredible arm. She must be really good at throwing like footballs and stuff. She may be from the streets where she played football, but she can talk like nobody's business. That's pretty funny. The duo decide to turn the tables on the pursuers, blowing up a microphone, which triggers a chain reaction, causing the local bike, Famous Dave's, and the world's largest frying pan to explode. Then the bad guy's helicopter gets sizzled by a piece of key.
Oh, boy.
From when the little finger exploded. It's starting to get confusing.
Yeah, that last one.
It should put the microphone back.
All right.
Back where that is. Okay. And the helicopter explodes and falls on a wood.
Falls on a wood.
Oh, man. Causing it to sit, which shoots a fireball straight into the heart of a bump on a log. And destroys the bad guy leader. What a ridiculous story. Everything is stinky. And the two decide that such a slimy ordeal has caused them to fall in happy.
Fall with in each happy. Other.
Fall in happy with... We're so happy with each other because we made everything stinky. Okay. They decide to celebrate by listening on the big finger, and they even manage to use a bus from the beginning of the movie to run the whole story together.
Ew.
Wow. It was funny at first and got a little chaotic.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes that's what Mad Libs do.
Right.
But in the end, it's all good if a bus runs it all together.
Story of my life.
You know what's funny is for the very last verb, instead of a normal verb, we used an adverb and put listening. And in the story, it adds an ing to that verb. So we made a mistake, not knowingly, it worked out.
Yeah, right. That's because we're geniuses, I think.
I think we're geniuses. If we were geniuses, we would know we were geniuses, though.
That's true. That's what you call failing upwards.
Well, that wraps up this episode.
Yeah, baby. Let's wrap it up. All right. Thank you,
nice
guys.
Nice short one this week.
Yeah. Yeah, this was good. This was fun. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. If you like the show, tell a friend. That really helps us out. That helps us out probably more than anything. Hit that subscribe button. And you can find the show on Facebook if you search for Brackets. And if you have any questions or any segment ideas, you can email us at bracketspodcast@gmail.com. You can find my podcast editing service at ieditpodcast.com or on social media at ieditpodcast. And you can find me on Instagram at quantmatt.
And I'm on Twitter at ThePodcastKevin and Instagram at PodcastKevin. If you like high fantasy stories, check out my other Instagram at FantasyQuestBoard. A link to my profiles in the show notes. And to those of you already subscribed to the show, thank you. That helps us get the show recognized. It helps us grow and make more of this beautiful show. If you want to help the show grow even more, you can donate something as little as $1, and that would really help the show grow tremendously. Check it out at anchor.fm/brackets. The link to the show, the link to everything will be in the description.
Whoa, woo!
Woo! Another episode down.
In the books, baby.
In the books. Congratulations, guys. You listened to another episode.
Yes, congratulations to all you listeners. You really deserve it.
Are they listening still?
What's that?
After that horrendous Mad Lib, are they still listening?
Oh, certainly not.
We can say whatever we want. You know, how many... I'd love a master cut of all the times we've said, hey, they're not listening anymore. Yeah. We can say whatever we want. That cheesy, cheesy joke.
It's funny every time, maybe.
I guess we can wrap it up.
All right, dude.
Bye.
I'll see ya.